There's an adventure in every cup waiting for you at Expedition Roasters. Expedition Roasters is the artisanal roaster of specialty Disney and pop culture themed coffees. So why not brew some magic at your home? Some of our coffees include Skipper's Brew, Ghoulish Delight, Enchanted Tiki Coconut, Redhead Rum, and many other unique roasts. Our coffees are certified gluten and allergen free and feature unique custom artwork by guest artists. So start your adventure today by visiting us online at expeditionroasters.com. And Disney Nerds podcast listeners, be sure to take advantage of this exclusive offer and save 20% on your first purchase with code DISNERD20. Brew your happy place. That's expeditionroasters.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 249 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Ed and welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we're going to talk about Disney Animal Kingdom's nighttime show, River of Light. As you remember, a couple shows ago, we found out that I was the only one that hadn't seen the Rivers of Light show over at Animal Kingdom. The Rivers of Light show is one of the nighttime opportunities that they've given us in the past couple years at Animal Kingdom, along with the Tree of Life lighting up, along with the nighttime safari, along with, well, pretty much Pandora lighting up, which is pretty awesome. And so they gave us this other opportunity, the Rivers of Light. Now, unfortunately, its beginning was a little kind of hazy because it was supposed to open up for Earth Day a couple years ago, and it didn't. And then they ran a show that kind of substituted in using Guys from the Jungle Book. And then it was finally released. Now, by that time, I had stopped paying attention to it. I hate to admit, but it just was so many other things going on, and it kind of fell off the radar. After a couple trips to the parks, never really got to it, never really found anything about it. You know, we always saw the stands, we saw how it was set up, we saw some lines, things like that, but just never got involved. So on the last show, when we found out, I was the only one that hadn't seen it. I made it a point that this time around, that was going to be a must-do. So what was cool about seeing Rivers of Light was I got to see it with Sam and his family. We saw it in early July, and it was a really, really cool night. You'll hear us talk about it. There was a lightning storm, like, straight across the little lake from us, way out in the distance, and it was kind of a warm night. We were sitting center, top, per recommendation of Jimmy and Lisa and all the other people on the show. We were also there for fast passes. So we had been sitting probably about maybe 20 minutes by time the show actually did start. We did talk a little bit, which you're going to hear, and the entire recording from the Rivers of Light show in a couple minutes. So this was a bit of a novelty for me because my modus operandi is I usually research things. I don't want to get surprised by finding out that something gets done a different way or that I'm in the wrong place to sit, which we did actually kind of ask about where to sit for this one, which I just mentioned. But other than that, I didn't know anything that was going on with the show. So I was actually looking forward to it. I was really looking forward to what to see because I wasn't aware. And you know what? From the very beginning, it started kind of being to the point where I really wish I knew what was going on. And the show itself, and you're going to hear it, and you'll probably then watch it. I'll have a link for the video in the notes. And it's a very good show. Not the best nighttime show at Disney? No. But definitely a really, really good show that you should see, and I'll definitely see again. And now knowing the story, which I went back and I did a little bit of research on that, I'm going to thoroughly enjoy it even much more now. Now, what's cool about it is I found out that the entire show, which is probably about, I guess, maybe 20 minutes, is done in five acts. So if you kind of break it up five different acts, and when you look at it that way, it makes a lot more sense. So from the beginning to the end, You have Act 1, Gifts of Light. Act 2, Parade of the Animal Spirits. Act 4, We Are One. And then Act 5, Rivers of Light. Now, when I went back and watched the video of it, because I've done that a couple times now, and yeah, it makes a lot of sense. The Gift of Light is from the beginning. You have the music going on. Well, even before that, let's take a step back further. Now, one of the things I wish I knew was, as we're waiting in the audience, and we got there about 20 minutes beforehand, 20 minutes, half hour beforehand, and we kind of were almost to the end of where that center top seating was, and to where they're starting to fill in lower rows and such like that. So we kind of lucked out. We were like two from the top. We waited in line, kind of like the line started in the old FastPass kiosk for Mount Everest, and then went forward to where you got to the entrance right in front of Everest that let you into the Rivers of Light Stadium. Stadium itself, excuse me, is huge. And I would kind of phrase it in it's the Asian part of the park side and it's the dino side of the park. So as far as breaking it down, and actually that's kind of important because some of the things happen during the show on one side or the other. One of the things in the beginning that was pretty cool is you had a couple of actors in the audience. Two people, which as we kind of watched and it waited a little while, we saw that on the other side, the Dino Park side, there was two actors over there also. And they were wizard animal skins and bones and teeth and ancient like shaman looking characters, but we didn't have any information. They were carrying an instrument each, and they were silent, so I guess they were mute. And they basically pantomimed everything they wanted to do as they walked through the audience. They didn't really stay with one person long. They pointed, they made gestures as they moved through our part of the audience. Later on, as the show started and the ships start going to sail around, these are the two that were on each of the ships. So the four characters total on two different ships during the show. So that first act, that Gift of Light, or that Gifts of Light, basically has them coming out on the boats, and then you'll hear the narration explaining what was going to happen. Act 2, the Parade of the Animal Spirits. Well, that was pretty cool because now you're having all these animals come out on their little floats on the water. You're having the tiger, you're having the elephant, I believe it was a sea turtle, and you had an owl also. And each of the animals represented, I guess, the different elements. So fire, water, air, earth. And as you go through the show, you see representations of all of that, which, of course, brings everything together for life and the gifts and things like that. So after that, Act 3, we have the Dance of the Lotus. So the lotus flowers were pretty cool in that they were floating platforms that weren't that large, and they had petals that folded out, and they had water spouts on them, so they projected water, and they did a lot of things. The petals themselves lit up to different colors, and also on top of that, once they unfolded and they sent up the water spray, then there's projections on them, so they became projection screens also as the show moved on. But however, Act 3 was the Dance of the Lotus, so you basically had them in a really, really dark arena, very well lit up, kind of moving around, very, very subdued music that was building up, very, very cool. And it was building up to the next act, which is We Are One, which happens to be, I guess, the theme song throughout the entire, I guess, night, because it seems to be the song that was made for this show. And it basically, as you listen to it, it brings everything together. And here is where you see a lot of the projections. The water projections that you kind of think of when you think of Fantasmic, or you think of, I guess, the water show in the Disneyland park, where you have different things displayed on it, animals, animations, very, very cool. And then the final act, the Rivers of Light, basically everything comes together again. I want to compare it to the Aurora Borealis, and kind of how everything's coming together with the animals and different things. And you see the big humpback art breach the water and come out, and really, really inspiring. And then you have some narration during that set of it too. But all in all, a really, really fun show. Now, again, like I said, knowing more about it, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing it again. I can't wait. So what we're going to do now is we're going to listen to the recording Sam and I made when we were there for this for the Rivers of Light in July. Now, what's kind of cool is that I figured out where each of these acts starts. So hopefully not ruining it too much, I put a little magic sound effect. Sounds like this. Every time you'll hear that, that's the beginning of the next act. That'll kind of moves on. It kind of helps out. And like I said, if I had known this beforehand, it definitely would have made it that much more worthwhile. Okay, so I'll play this in a couple seconds. Act 1 is Gifts of Light. Act 2, Parade of the Animal Spirits. Act 3, Dance of the Lotus. Act 4, We Are One. Act 5, Rivers of Light. So here you go. I hope you enjoy it. Definitely, if you have headphones, use them. We've got this in stereo, so you're going to hear different things on the left and right channel as they come together, and it sounds pretty incredible. Without further ado, Sam and me, take it away.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, here with Ed the Mass. Ed, what's up?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Listen to this.
We are tonight at Rivers of Light, getting ready for the first show of the evening, and having a great time.
Absolutely, Ed. This is the first time you're seeing Rivers of Light, so it'll be interesting to hear anything that you may say or think during this. But what do you think of the auditorium here, the stadium, whatever you want to call it?
Oh, no, it's beautiful, and we've seen this for how many years? Just haven't gone to it. It's really nice to set up. Hopefully the lights come down. We just noticed all the green fireflies over in the trees. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we should say it's 9 o'clock. The show starts at 9:15, so we're going to talk a little bit about what's been going on in Pandora and Toy Story Land, which you guys have listened to recently on the show. Lots happening, and it's a humid summer night.
Oh, it's very humid. The only thing keeping us going, it's much hotter up home.
That's right. Do you think Disney pulled off this lightning show in the distance there?
Well, that's the truth. We're waiting here watching this big lightning storm over the trees going from right to left. Really beautiful.
I think it's going to stay away from us, which will be good.
Wow, fingers crossed.
Most welcome guests.
Here we go.
Namaste. And welcome to Rivers of Light, a celebration of nature's wonder told through music, water, and light. Throughout this evening's celebration, the amphitheater's lighting will be significantly lower, along with moments of darkness. For everyone's safety, we ask that you please remain seated and keep the aisles completely clear until the amphitheater lighting returns following tonight's event. Also, smoking, flash photography, and the use of laser pointers is strictly prohibited. We thank you for your understanding.
Muy estimados visitantes, namaste, y bienvenidos a Rivers of Light, una celebración de la vida narrada con música, agua y luces. Durante todo el evento de esta noche, las luces del anfiteatro se atenuarán considerablemente y habrá momentos de completa oscuridad. Por su seguridad y la de todos, les pedimos que permanezcan sentados y mantenga los pasillos completamente libres hasta que las luces del anfiteatro regresen a su normalidad al terminar la celebración de esta noche. También les recordamos que fumar, tomar fotos con flash y usar punteros laser es estrictamente prohibido. Muchas gracias por su comprensión.
All right, we see Rivers of Light. The fireflies have let themselves up here, and I think things might be starting because it's starting to get progressively louder. Have you noticed?
It is. I want to see the lights come down a little bit. That'd be kind of nice. Let's listen.
Down here.
What is it?
Down there with the antlers.
I don't know. mountains?
Well, just like a cool thing to say.
There's a guy right here, too.
Lightning's a great effect.
Like the second one in the name. If they're muted, they're like crazily moving.
for joining us during this very special time as we celebrate the 20th anniversary of Disney's Animal Kingdom. We encourage you to experience the magic of nature in all its wonders. For in life, we are all one. And now, prepare to enjoy Rivers of Light, which will begin in just a few minutes. Namaste, y bienvenidos, and gracias por acompañarnos durante esta ocasión tan especial en la que celebramos el 20th aniversario de Disney's Animal Kingdom. Durante esta alegre temporada, les urgimos que disfruten la magia de la naturaleza y todas sus maravillas, ya que en vida todos somos uno.
Most welcome guests. In just a few moments, Rivers of Light, a celebration of nature's wonder told through music, water, and light, will begin. Throughout this evening's event, the amphitheater's lighting will be significantly lower, along with moments of darkness. For everyone's safety, we kindly ask that you please remain seated and keep the aisles completely clear until the theater's lighting returns following this evening's celebration. Also, smoking, flash photography, and the use of laser pointers is strictly prohibited. Thank you for your understanding.
Muy estimados y bienvenidos visitantes. En unos momentos comenzará Rivers of Light, una celebración de la vida narrada con música, agua y luces. Durante todo el evento de esta noche, las luces del anfiteatro se atenuarán considerablemente y habrá momentos de completa oscuridad. Por su seguridad y la de todos, les pedimos que permanezcan sentados y mantengan los pasillos completamente libres hasta que las luces del anfiteatro regresen a su normalidad al terminar la celebración de esta noche. También les recordamos que fumar, tomar fotos con flash y usar punteros laser es estrictamente prohibido. Muchas gracias por su comprensión.
We most graciously welcome you to a timeless celebration of water and light, with roots as far-reaching as time itself. Here, where the forces of nature meet in harmony, the spirits of the animals are free to dance together in the night sky, creating rivers of light. We are united in this special place to celebrate the magnificence and wonder of all living creatures.
Feel the sun.
wings on the wind to join the stars. As we journey on this great earth, may we remember the light we share. May we celebrate our bond with the natural world and in one step on rivers of light.
That was very cool. Even listening to it one more time, very, very fun to listen to. And again, now that I know the different parts, it's much more informative. Before I stop for tonight, and Sam won't forgive me if I don't even give it a shot. The names of the characters that are on either side of the lagoon, the Asian side, we had the shaman Aditya, whose instrument is a horn, and the acolyte, and his acolyte was K2, representing the element of fire, so the orange boat. On the Dinoland side of the lagoon was the shaman Asima. Her instrument is the flute, and her acolyte's name was Ambu. Now, they represent the element of water, and their boat was the shade of blue. So it was pretty cool when you see the boats take to the lagoon and start doing their little bits of circling around and doing their activities. What was awesome is that the characters on the boats themselves continued to perform. They were making parts of the sounds by beating on the masts, creating the drum sounds and such like that. They were creating shadow forms and animations on the sails using the colors and the lights that were out on the lagoon. All in all, very, very cool experience from either side of the boats as they competed on the lagoon themselves and then came together finally. The show itself was very fun. One thing I did forget to mention was, and we did mention in the recording, I did remember hearing it, was the fireflies. It was very cool all of a sudden in the beginning while the music was playing and we're getting ready for it to start. You saw across the lagoon the green fireflies that started lighting up in all the trees. Very, very good good effect. It was definitely appreciated. Very fun. Anyway, guys, we want to hear what you think. Have you seen the Rivers of Light? What did I say that definitely stood out, or what did I miss? What do we have to make sure we look for next time we see it? Definitely give us an email. Let us know. Jimmy, how do they get in touch with the show?
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast and Twitter at the Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys. Well, that's it for show number 249, Rivers of Light. Two thumbs up from Ed. And you know what? We will talk to you next week. See you later. Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Board